After a good week of preparation, head coach Rob Chudzinski is confident in his team heading into the rematch of the Battle of Ohio.
Okay, we'll get started here. Good morning. Haven't played for a while. It'll be good to get back at it. Our players are excited about the opportunity and challenge this week with Cincinnati. We can feel the excitement that the fans and the community have. I'm pleased and been pleased with the growth and improvement of this team. You know, I like where we're at and the direction we're going. The focus has been good this week in our preparation. I have confidence in our guys. We're going to need to be at our best in all three phases this week for this football game. And ultimately, it'll come down to us getting it done on the field. I do have one thing to report from an injury standpoint with Travis Benjamin. He had his surgery today. Everything went well in that regard, and we're expecting a full recovery with Travis. As far as the injury report, Gray will be out for the game, and Pinkston is questionable. Everybody else looks good as either probable or full speed. Take questions now? He's just a little sore yesterday. He's fine.
Ted, everybody's so hyped up for this game. How do you keep that just one play, one game at a time mentality that you've had from the beginning?
You know, I think it's just the approach that I've known over the course of the years and been experienced with that works. The seasons are long seasons. There's a lot of games. We have a lot of games left. And, you know, obviously, this is an important game, just like every week is an important game.
Have you paid any attention to the weather report Sunday?
We've tracked that.
I mean, does that affect the thinking you guys go in? Or Saturday night, do you have to tweak anything if you find out it's going to be crazy thunderstorms and rain, or wind and rain?
You know, we'll make adjustments, you know, game time or, you know, the night before when we get a better idea. The weather report typically changes every day you look at it, and that's not uncommon this time of year. So, you know, you plan to have enough things that, regardless of the type of weather, that you can adjust.
But Ray Gordon kind of surprised some of us yesterday. Is that Deshaun Gibson's the defensive MVP? Just picking up Deshaun's second year guy and then full-time starter this year. Do you agree he's playing that well?
Well, I think there's a lot of guys that you would say are MVP guys and guys that are playing well. I think that as you look at Deshaun, he's a guy that's improved a lot. He's come out of nowhere, and, you know, he's stepped up and been a solid starter for us. He calls a lot of things on our defense, and he's making plays and really like the direction he's going in.
Can you remind you at all of like a guy you might have coached down in Miami back in the day? He seems extremely confident. Himself, not in necessarily a cocky way, but from the very beginning, when back in training camp or even OTAs, he thought it was his job, and he said people were going to have to take it away from him.
Yeah, you know, his approach has been great throughout. He does have a lot of confidence in himself, and has gone out and performed. And like I said, I mean, he's you know, really done a nice job for us. It's hard to say right now. We'd plan on him hopefully for training camp, and anything before that, whether it's OTAs or whatever, would be a bonus.
We always hear it's a passing league. I know earlier you want to be more balanced than just being able to win and have that threat. Why is that important? Every time we talk to Joe Thomas, including yesterday, he says you don't win anymore.
Well, you can't be one-dimensional, and that's the critical part of it, because there's always different situations, different games, things that defenses are going to do that are going to give you opportunities to do one or the other. And then within a passing game or within a running game, different types of runs or different types of passes that are going to be available. So, you know, from the outset, and this just goes back from a philosophy standpoint, you know, I've always felt that you got to be able to do multiple things if you're going to be a good offense and the type of offense that we want to have.
Do you think you need defenses to respect the run to set up the pass?
I think we've done a good job of that. I think that we have been able to run. We have been able to get some tough yards. And you look at the defenses in this division and the defenses that we played this season, a lot of good run defenses. And, you know, so, you know, again, we're striving for balance, and we're working at all times to create that.
Have you talked
consider running more than he has in the two games?
I haven't told him that specifically. When those opportunities are there, he's got the kind of movement skills and running skills that he can take advantage of opportunities, and if they're there, and we want to get down on the ground once he does.
And that's been a criticism in some corners of his past, that he has the ability to do it and hasn't done it as much as he could in the first down. Would you agree with that?
You know, I wouldn't see that in how he's played here. So, I don't see that as being a valid criticism here.